USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says whenever he leaves the White House, he'll be looking back on his time there, remembering how he was treated unfairly.
I have done more than any president in history in the first 3.5 years, and I've done it suffering through investigations where people have been, General Flynn, where people have been so unfairly treated.
The president speaking there on Fox News Sunday, also claiming President Obama and former VP Joe Biden, now the presumptive Democratic nominee, spied on his campaign, and he says he was hammered by the investigation by former special counsel Robert Mueller. Police in Illinois are investigating after 13 people were wounded in a mass shooting along Peoria's riverfront early yesterday morning. All the victims are expected to recover. No word on whether any arrests have been made. And this is USA Radio News.
Polls show the race between President Trump and Joe Biden is neck and neck. There are two things you need to know to get armed with the facts. First, start tuning into Newsmax TV. Get the truth about President Trump on America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Everyone's watching Newsmax TV. See great shows with Sean Spicer and Greg Kelly at night. And they have Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Alan Dershowitz. Newsmax is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, and more. Check your cable guide. And the second thing is to get the new bestseller, Blitz, by David Horowitz. Blitz is already a number one bestseller and just hit the New York Times list. Blitz reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Don Jr. and Mike Huckabee urge you to get David Horowitz's Blitz. Blitz is at bookstores. Or get the free offer and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. That's Blitz at 800-NEWSMAX. And don't forget to watch Newsmax TV today.
Atlanta's Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is questioning Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's motivations for filing a lawsuit against her and her COVID-19 orders.
There were other cities in our state who instituted mask mandates, and she did not push back against them.
The mayor raising the possibility that Kemp sued to challenge the city's coronavirus-related actions because she's a woman, saying on CBS's Face the Nation that Atlanta demographics might also have had something to do with it. Lance Bottoms herself has tested positive for the virus. Police in central Illinois investigating after 13 people were wounded in a mass shooting along Peoria's riverfront last evening. 6 men and 7 women treated for injuries they're expected to recover from. There is no word from police on any arrests. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. To take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need yet again. May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News as long as just one of her masks saved one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.